Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
For years, if you wanted to build a complete professional application, you really needed two entirely different skill sets.
Right. Often two different people, usually expensive ones.
Exactly. You needed that specialized designer for the beautiful face, and then a specialized developer for the complex functioning brain.
It was such a slow, costly dance, all those handoffs.
Yeah, exactly. That back and forth beat. But what if you could essentially hire both instantly just by using words?
Ah, and that friction point you mentioned. That's exactly what the sources we're looking at today are designed to just obliterate. Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive.
Today, we're dissecting the really revolutionary power of a specific no-code stack. It combines Base44 and NN.
Yeah, and these tools, they aren't just simplifying app building. They're kind of fusing those traditional roles into a single, seamless, and pretty intelligent process. It's fascinating stuff.
So our mission today is to take you through a deep exploration of how this duo actually builds a full, intelligent lead generation machine. We're specifically looking at a high-value AI-powered lead magnet system, the kind of thing that used to take weeks, maybe longer.
Right, an enterprise-level solution.
And executed, apparently, in under an hour. We'll cover everything from, the precise design prompting.
How you talk to the designer AI.
Right, and the specialized two-agent brain architecture in the back end. And really crucially, the practical warnings you absolutely must heed before you deploy something like this live.
Okay, let's start with that core analogy, the one that kind of makes sense of this whole technical marriage.
Yeah.
The face in the brain.
Okay.
So Base44, that's your AI front-end designer.
Yeah.
It's totally focused on visuals, the user interface, making that professional first impression. It builds the face of your application.
And critically, you don't need to write a single line of HTML or CSS, right? You just talk to it.
You talk to it and it renders the website.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Right. Whereas NAN, that's the operational genius behind the scenes. It's like the AI backend engineer. It handles the data flow, the complex operational logic, all the custom automations, and maybe most importantly, it orchestrates those powerful AI models working in the background. It is the brain.
So putting them together, you get this stack where you, the listener, you get to be both the designer and the developer.
Mm-hmm.
It just eliminates that traditional, slow, costly split. Instead of hiring two people, you're just defining what you need in plain English.
And the system executes both parts.
Yeah.
The look and feel and the actual function. It's probably the closest we've come to having an AI take a product vision and just autonomously build the functional architecture for you. Pretty wild.
So how does combining Base44 and NAN actually solve that costly traditional designer-developer split?
Well, it uses natural language to build both the beautiful app visuals and the necessary operational logic.
Let's ground this in the real world, per the source's detail. The scenario is pretty interesting. An AI consultant wants to attract high-quality, high-ticket clients.
Right.
So they need a system that provides immediate free value up front, something to filter the serious leads from, the window shoppers.
Yeah, this is the perfect digital handshake, really. The potential client lands on this beautiful Base44 page. They put in their name, email, and this is key, a specific business problem they're grappling with.
And what do they get back?
Instantly, something compelling. A free, personalized AI implementation audit, or maybe a strategic roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tailored precisely to the problem they typed in.
Okay, so here's where the complete workflow shows just how sophisticated this approach can be. First, the user submits their data on that Base44 landing page.
Right. Name, email, problem.
That submission instantly triggers the NAN AI workflow in the background.
Mm-hmm. The brain kicks in. So the NAN agent analyzes the user's problem. Uses expert knowledge, custom rules you've set up, maybe complex reasoning, to generate a really detailed, personalized solution.
And then NAN takes that professional report, which the sources say is already formatted as clean HTML.
Yeah, ready to go.
And delivers it straight into the client's inbox. And embedded right in that email is a clear, strong call to action. It pivots that free value into, hopefully, a scheduled high-ticket consultation call.
It's basically a self-driving lead machine.
Pretty impressive.
So what is the main value proposition this specific lead magnet provides up front?
Immediate free value, like a personalized AI implementation audit based on the user's specific problem. Okay, moving now to designing that face with Base 44. The speed of iteration here is, well, it's genuinely revolutionary according to the sources.
It really seems to be.
The platform is conversation-based. You're not wrestling with coding frameworks. You just describe the web app you want.
And importantly, this isn't some toy tool, right? It comes packed with serious professional capacity. We see these native integrations with the heavy hitters OpenAI, Gemini, Claude.
Right.
Which confirms it's meant for serious development, not just basic prototypes, and that recent acquisition by Wix. That just reinforces its potential as a really robust platform for rapid development.
But the real kicker seems to be the visual detail you can achieve. It's not just about making it work. It's about making it look good, specific styles.
Yeah.
You can actually prompt for incredibly specific professional aesthetics. It's like you're acting as your own digital interior designer. You can tell it, you know, use neo-brutalism or give me a glass morphism aesthetic.
Wow, okay.
And the AI actually generates the UI elements and styling to match that.
That's impressive.
Though, I have to admit, and this is maybe a vulnerable admission, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes, you know, especially when trying to enforce really complex design requirements. You ask for elegant minimalism, and sometimes you get something that looks like it crawled out of 2003.
Oh yeah, that definitely happens. But the sources suggest the refinement process is just as fast. You can push it further, maybe use resources like 21st.dev for design ideas.
Oh.
If you want cool custom animations, like say cards that sort of pop up or shift color, when you hover over them, you don't code it.
Mm-hmm.
You just use Base 44's visual editor, select the element, and prompt it.
Mm-hmm.
Apply this specific effect to the selected div.
And the debugging process sounds almost trivial. If the AI adds a weird blank space or duplicates something,
You just tell it,
please remove that weird blank card. Boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
Apparently, this entire advanced customized landing page, ready for data collection, can be done in under half an hour, just talking to the AI.
Incredible speed.
So can Base 44 really handle those specific professional design styles without you writing any code?
Yes, you prompt specific aesthetics like glass morphism or neo-brutalism directly to the AI. Okay, so once Base 44 has captured the client's data, the name, email, the business problem, we need that handshake, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to send that data over to the brain to NAN, and that's where the webhook comes in.
Right. And a webhook, fundamentally, it's just like an electronic ear in NAN. It's just constantly listening, waiting for some incoming signal.
Exactly.
When the client hits submit on the Base 44 form, the webhook catches that data packet and instantly kicks off the automation workflow you've built in NAN.
And the setup, according to the sources, is refreshingly straightforward. In N8N, you start your workflow with a webhook node. Now, the crucial technical detail here is you need to set the method to post.
Okay, post. Why post?
Because POST tells the webhook to expect a payload, like the form data being sent over. GET requests usually don't carry data like that.
No.
So you set it to POST, copy the unique URL N8N generates for you.
Got it.
And then you hop back over to Base 44. And you just prompt it again. Tell the front-end AI to take the form data, first name, last name, email, the challenge prompt, and send it as a POST request to that specific N8N webhook URL you just copied.
And verification, testing this connection is absolutely key before going live.
Non-negotiable. You hit execute or test in N8N, which puts the webhook into listening mode. Then you go to your Base 44 page, fill out the form with some test data, and click submit.
And you should see that data pop up in N8N almost instantly.
Exactly. When N8N captures that data and shows it to you, you know your integration is solid. The raw material, the user's problem, is now successfully delivered to the brain, ready for the AI analysis.
Right.
So what is the single most important step for getting data from Base 44 to N8N?
Setting up the N8N webhook as a POST request URL to receive the collected form data. Mid-roll sponsor read. Okay, now we get into the really interesting part, the mind of the operation, the AI agent system within NAN. We're moving beyond just simple single-step automation here. This is a specialized multi-agent architecture.
Yeah, this setup uses two specialized agents. It's about division of labor for optimal performance.
Okay, two agents. What do they do?
Agent one is the AI consultant. This is the heavy lifter, the main reasoning brain. It uses highly capable reasoning models. The source mentions potentially accessing them via an aggregator like OpenRouter.
Hold on, why use an aggregator like OpenRouter? Why not just call, say, OpenAI's API directly? Is that necessary?
That's a really smart strategic choice, especially for a system handling live user requests. OpenRouter acts like a central hub for all your different model APIs, OpenAI, Claude, Gemini, whatever you need.
Okay.
This gives you some key advantages. First, cost control. You can manage spending across models easily. Second, resilience. If one provider, like OpenAI, is having latency issues or an outage, you can instantly switch that step to use Claude instead without rewriting your whole workflow.
Ah, redundancy.
Exactly. And third, you can even optimize further by using different models for different steps within the same workflow. Maybe a cheaper, faster model for a simple task, and a powerful, more expensive one like GPT-4 Turbo or Claude 3 Opus for the core reasoning.
That makes a lot of sense. It minimizes your dependency on one vendor and maximizes efficiency, especially when API costs are a real factor.
Precisely. So for this Agent 1, the system prompt is absolutely critical. The source says it instructs the AI to act as an expert AI automation consultant. It even defines its role metaphorically as a doctor, not a pharmacist, meaning it shouldn't just dispense a generic solution. It has to deeply diagnose the user-specific problem and then create a structured, detailed report. The report should cover the diagnosis, identify hidden inefficiencies, lay out a detailed three-phase implementation roadmap, estimate the potential ROI, and give clear next steps.
That's quite a sophisticated output for an automated system.
It really is. Whoa. I mean, just imagine scaling that precise expert AI consultant personality. Imagine it handling a billion industry-specific queries flawlessly, instantly, without ever needing a coffee break.
Yeah.
That truly democratizes access to what used to be incredibly high-priced enterprise-level consulting. It's powerful stuff.
Okay, I see the immense value in that focused specialization of Agent 1. But if it's delivering this complex, multi-phase report, all that rich data, how do you stop it from just looking like, you know, plain text spaghetti when it actually hits the user's inbox?
Right. Great question. And that's exactly why we need Agent 2.
Yeah.
The HTML stylist.
Okay. The stylist.
The only job is professional presentation. Agent 2 takes the raw, brilliant analysis that Agent 1 produced.
All that text. Yeah.
And it ensures it looks like it actually came from a serious consultancy, not just some raw API endpoint dump.
Gotcha. How does it do that?
It typically uses models known for clean, structured writing. The source mentions Claude Sonnet 4.5 as a good option. And the critical thing here is the prompt you give Agent 2. It includes a detailed HTML style guide.
A style guide for the AI.
Yeah. Requiring specific things like inline CSS, which is important for email compatibility across different clients, and specific formatting rules for headings, lists, bold text, etc. This ensures the final output is immediately email ready, professional looking, and visually appealing right out of the box.
So why use two specialized AI agents instead of just trying to get one big agent to do everything?
Because one diagnoses the business problem deeply, the other ensures clean, professional, email-compatible HTML formatting. Specialization wins.
Okay, makes sense. The final step then is the actual delivery, sending that polished report.
Right. This is handled by a pretty standard Gmail integration node within AnaitN. You just target the email address that was captured way back at the start by the webhook.
And the key setting in that email node.
The single most important configuration point there is setting the email type explicitly to HTML. You have to tell you're sending formatted content. Then you feed the entire output that came from the stylist agent, Agent 2, directly into the body content field of that email.
And probably turn off any default branding from N8 itself, right, for a professional look.
Oh, absolutely. Toggle off the N8in attribution if you want the email to look completely seamless, like it came directly from your consultancy. The quality of that final report is really what sells the next step, the high ticket call.
And the sources emphasize this isn't just a paragraph of text, it's a structured document, a clear diagnosis of the user's stated manual workflow, an analysis of the inefficiency, like maybe estimating 2 8-hour lost weekly.
Gratifying the pain.
Exactly. Then a detailed three-phase roadmap MVP, enhanced features, maybe a long-term vision, and offered a financial breakdown, actually calculating the potential ROI based on the proposed solution.
That's serious value delivered up front. Now, deployment. Taking this live, it sounds almost deceptively simple.
How simple?
You basically just switch the NANN webhook node from its test configuration to production. This usually generates a new, more secure production URL. You copy that new URL.
And update the prompt in Base 44.
Exactly. You go back to Base 44 and update the prompt that sends the form data, telling it to use the new production webhook URL instead of test one. And bam, you are live, ready to capture real leads.
But There's always a but, right? Here comes the critical warning, the whole great power, great responsibility moment.
Yes. The cost issue.
Since those user submissions on your Nicebase 44 page directly trigger these potentially powerful and therefore costly AI models in AAN.
And you're paying for those API tokens.
Right. Mm. There is a very real financial risk. What happens if a malicious actor or even just a confused user decides to submit the form 1,000 times in an hour?
Yeah, you're paying for every single one of those 1,000 AI executions. That could get expensive fast.
So the source mentions setting up monitoring, but that sounds a bit passive. What are the real guardrails needed?
Okay, yeah, simply monitoring isn't enough for a system like this. You need active mitigation. The absolute first line of defense should be rate limiting.
Rate limiting. Where? At the NAN webhook.
Ideally, even before it hits the NAN webhook, you could implement a lightweight proxy layer, something like Cloudflare Workers, maybe Vercel Edge Functions, or a similar service.
How would that help?
That proxy sits in front of your NAN webhook URL. It receives the initial request from Base 44. Before passing it on to NAN, the proxy can check the source IP address and enforce rules like only allow X submissions per IP address per hour.
So it blocks excessive requests at the front door.
Exactly. It stops suspicious volumes of traffic before they trigger your expensive N8N workflow and incur those API costs. Mm-hmm. It gives you central control over that exposure. You really need that kind of technical control before you can confidently trust this system with live, unpredictable user traffic.
That's a crucial practical point. Okay, let's just quickly summarize the speed again, because it's pretty staggering.
Right. We built a professional, nice-looking front-end landing page in Base 44 in maybe 30 minutes.
Just by talking to it.
Just by talking to it.
Yeah.
And then we built a highly complex, specialized two-agent back-end automation workflow in NAN in probably less than 10 minutes.
It really is the democratization of what used to be complex enterprise-level development capacity.
Yeah, this project fundamentally shows how no-code AI is democratizing access to these previously exclusive, expensive enterprise solutions. We combined a visual AI designer, Base 44, with an intelligent AI orchestrator, N8N.
Face and brain.
Face and brain. And built a genuinely sophisticated, high-value lead generation machine in literally minutes, not weeks or months.
And the potential here, it moves way beyond just simple task automation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you have AI agents powering the back end of your web application like this,
mm-hmm.
you're actually building truly intelligent systems. That capability used to be reserved for large, dedicated development teams with significant budgets.
It really opens up possibilities. And, you know, we focus today on delivering that final report via email. But here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on.
Okay.
What if, instead of emailing the report, you configured NAN to send the generated report data back to Base 44?
Back to the front end.
Yeah. So the user submits their problem, NAN does its magic with the two agents, and then instantly sends the formatted HTML report back to Base 44, which then displays it directly on the web page right there in front of the user. No waiting for an email.
Wow. Real-time results delivery on the page itself.
Exactly. Think about the immediate engagement that creates, the seamless user experience, no context switching to check email. It makes the value delivery feel even more instant and integrated. Lots of potential there.
That's a fascinating possibility. So we really encourage you, the listener, to explore how these powerful modular systems, Base 44 for the face, NAN for the brain, can simplify and massively accelerate your own workflows. Whether you're building a lead magnet like this or maybe designing an entirely new kind of intelligent business application, the tools are becoming incredibly accessible. Out to your music.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.